Tai came from an Arab, from a Goyim. So Rashi says the Tai here is Hol Chedrach. If he used to travel, Noise Moise Moliyam used to travel to store one in it to take a far a trip. And therefore Rashi says it's called Kamachnisa Lekiyuk, because he used to store it there more than 3 days. So therefore the locker is Bosa Treisa Yachi Shosa Shari. Again, that's Rashi says here you have to wait 12 months. Not enough just to wash it out, because here it's Asuya Lekiyam. Any time they have this flask that they would store the wine there more than 3 days, that's called Lekiyam. Therefore you have to wait Yud Beis Chodesh. Or else, Rashi said before, it would be sufficient to fill it up for 3 days with water, emptying it out after every 24 hours. Yeah, Rishah Shosh Shari. Omer Rav Achla Breid Rav Ika. Hani Purtsini Diyarmoi. Rashi says, Purtsis Pseila Shalanovim. The extracts from the wine after they made the grapes after they made their wine, also type of sediments, the cellus of the grapes that they used to make wine with, the same halacha. Bosa treis yachi shos shari. After 12 months, they dried up so much they have no more time at all from the yain. That becomes mutter. Amar Rav Acha b'Rei d'Rava hani gulfi. These type of kelim, also barrels of wine. Shchimi v'yuchmi, if it's red or black, so again, these are earthly kalim, that it does absorb some type of wine inside it. Therefore, again, bosa treis yachi shosa shari, that's the klal, even an earthly kli, even though usually there's no way to make a kosher, but here by yayin, let it stay for 12 months, since it only came in through tzoynein cold, it becomes shari. Then the Mishnah says, v'hamurais. It's also marais. That's the brine, the oil that comes out of fish. Tana Rabbanan, the Rabbanan went like this. Marais umin. If you buy it from a professional store, or marais umin, a chef, then mutter, then a Jew is allowed to buy it. Rashi says, marais umin shalat chavim, umin mutter marais. Why? Because umin mutter. Marais le avde midogim tumein. First of all, they did not make it from fish that's tumein. Because it doesn't come out so good. Well, Mishayon question is, Mishum Chamra Kasrinalei. The reason why regular Marais you cannot buy from a guy, because sometimes they pour wine inside it. Now, the Uman, a professional, Lerome Bechamra, can afford to go soon see. So therefore, since it has a lot of oil inside it the first 2 times, wine will only ruin it. Therefore, an Uman would not pour wine into it, so it's mutter to buy this brine of fish from an Uman. Reb Yehuda bar Gamliel Oimer, Mishum Bechanina. It's like this. Even chilek, we'll see in the next Mishnah, it's also to buy from a goy. Rashi says that min dogim terms, a type of small fish like sardines, that when they're young, they don't have any simonim. They don't have skins and fins and scales. But lemaisa, when they grow older, it grows onto them. Therefore, they're kosher. But right now, when they're young, that's when they catch them, you can't tell the difference between them and other fish. So you can't buy this chilet from a guy. You have to be afraid he's going to mix it up with other tamein dicker fish. But if you buy from an umin, a professional one, Rashi says, then matbid, to only to use chilet, to use no other fish, and if any other fish comes up with them, they'll throw them away, because they're an umin, they're professional, they only sell this type, they're a bokeh v'dabar, therefore it's mutter. This is part of the big hetter about tuna fish also today. That there are some people said that by tuna fish, you have to have a mashkiach to meet you there, principally the whole time to make sure that other fish do not come up and use it together. And the hetter why they said that is because the government is very makfid that if you're selling tuna, they come down and they check you out to make sure it's only tuna, no other fish. So the government law, there cannot be any other fish there, and they're afraid about that. So the companies are very makfid, they know clearly the difference. And therefore, if you have just the mashkiach there once, and the OU, so they know this place is only a place that only takes in tuna and nothing else, so it's like an umein boki here. Like they know the laws, they know clear the difference, and they have a mirsas not to use any other fish, that would be all right. That's another question of bishlakim by tuna fish. One heter is on cans, baklava, Moshe has this famous heter that the way they cook up cans is they put them to a big vat and they steam it. Now that you cannot do in a private house. Yisigzeres bishlakim was do not come to eat by the goyim. We don't want to eat their food. So it has to be a type of a cooking that could be done in a private house. But this type of a cooking in the cans that you don't do in a private house wasn't called xeris. All right, there are some people that are machmer on it, but And Kim, that's what Moshe said. Right. Rabbi Yehuda ben Gamliel, I'm Yishmer Bechanina ben Gamliel. Ya'at chilek umay mutter. If you buy this fish chilek of a professional guy, that's also mutter. We do not have to be afraid that he's going to mix up, let the other fish mixed in, because he's master, he's an umen, he knows clearly he's master only to use this fish. Right, Tony Yavimi Breder Abahua. Murayas umen mutter. Remember for us, if you want to buy this Murayas, this brine from the fish, even though from a regular guy we're afraid he'll add in some yai netzach, but if you buy it from an umay, from a professional chef, then it's alright. So he learned like this. Hu toni lo hu omale. He learned it, but he also explained it like this. Pam rishon v'sheni muta. If it's the first two times of squeezing out the oil from this fish, then a lot of oil comes out, and then it's harmful to put wine. Therefore it's muta to buy it off the guy, off the chef. But shlishi, if it's ready the third time that they're squeezing out the oil from this fish, the brine, then not that much oil comes out. And then it'll be good to have wine inside it. Then also, therefore it's also. My time, what's the reason? Pam rishon v'sheni d'nafish from nayu. The first two times you squeeze out the brine from fish, a lot of oil comes out. And therefore, let's talk l'mimavu chamra. You do not have to put wine in. Rashi says even more than that. Rashi says it's makalkal. It ruins the brine if you add wine in it. Therefore, by an umen, that he's a professional, he knows how to make good things, he will not ruin it by putting wine in it. But mikan v'elach, after the first two times, then not that much oil comes out. Therefore, it needs some wine. Then we have to be afraid, even an umen, rami buchamra, he would add some wine inside it. So that's why even from an umen then, you cannot buy this fish brine if it's the third time it's being squeezed out from the fish. Ha'u arvod, it was the whole shipload. Tumaraisa, of this brine, fish brine. The also the manila of the Akko, came into the port of Akko. So what happened was, and it was a Gaisha shipload. So Oisev Rabbi Abba de Min Akko Nitura Bado. Right away Rabbi Abba sent out a mashkiach. He sent out a mashkiach there from now on to watch this brine, to make sure they do not add any yai nesach into it. And therefore Matami gave his hechsh, said it was okay. So they asked him, Omele Rav, Rav Yazdak, what kind of business is this? Ah, the Ibna Haman Natre, what helped you too now? Yeah. The fish is traveling 55 days on the ocean. who watched it the last 55 days? Exactly. What did it help you do today? Omele, he said back to him, Ah, the Ibna Lamay Nechish. What should I be afraid about? What's there to be afraid about? Imishum de Marvi Bacharma, they'll add wine into it. Kista de Maraisa Veluma, one, whatever, this jug. A glass full of Marias cost a luma, but it's cheap. Kisto de chamra badal lumi, and the same type of a jar of wine costs $4. In other words, wine is much more expensive. So there's no reason why a guy would add some wine into the brine. You're wasting your money. It's more expensive, the wine. So there's no reason why he would do it. Therefore, so far, I'm not afraid anybody would do it. So Mashenkin here, Rashi says, in this place, Akku, here's the opposite. Over here, wine is very cheap. So here by Akku, here we have to be afraid, maybe now they'll add some wine inside it. So therefore, now I put a mashkiach to make sure nobody will add wine now. They still ask the question, Omer Reb Yirmi L'Reb Zera, Dilma Aydi de Tsurasi, maybe this ship traveled through the city of Tsur, the Shav Yechamra, that over there, wine is very cheap. Over there. And there, since wine is cheap, maybe in that place they added some wine into this brine. Malay said, no, Hossam, by the city of Sur, the ships do not go there. Hossam, ikula upshureika. There are a lot of, stones and a piece of wood by their ports. Hence, the ships do not like to travel near this place. So, unless you know for sure it went there, we could say most probably it did not go through the place of Sur. Therefore, we do not have to be afraid any wine was added into the Marias so far. But just here, he put a mashkiach because here wine is cheaper. Now, Mishnah says, Ugvinas Beisunaiki. The cheese that comes from this place, Beisunaiki, the Gaisha cheese there, our Mishnah says, it's also a bachila, it's also Tita's cheese. Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Mifnei Ma Osro Gvinas Unaiki. What's the reason? Why is this cheese
also to eat. So he answered back, Mifnei Shiroi Vagolim, Shiloi Seir, most of the Golem, most of the calves of this city, Unaiki, Nishchotim Leavoides Kachovim. The Shchita was done L'Shem Avoides Zara. So therefore, anything inside the Egel is also Bano. So now they're going to use the cave, they're going to use the rennet from this Egel. And therefore, it's also Asa Bano. Therefore, the cheese should also become Asa Bano. That's going to be the question. Why does the Mishnah say it's only Yasa Bachino, not Bano? If it's because of an Avodah Zara, it should even be Yasa Bano. So the Gemara asks, first of all, my ear, what do you have to tell me? Raiva Golem, because most of the calves there were Shekel Shem Avodah Zara. Afilum Yutanam, even if only a part of them, a small amount, was Nishchat Shem Avodah Zara. Why? Because our Mishnah, who said this over? Rabbi Meir said this halacha in the Mishnah. We know Rabbi Meir Shitru, the Rabbi Meir, Chayesh Lam Yuta. Rabbi Meir always says, the Churman of this city writes, you cannot be Sonich on a Roiv, but you have to be Chayesh for the Meir. Mm-hmm. So if there's just the Meir of our Golem of Kes, that the Shitru was the Shem of Oida Zara, so all the cheese in that place should be awesome. You have to be afraid maybe the rennet came from those our Golem. Look like this. No. If you're going to tell me Roiv, that Roiv Agolim, then it's good. Why? Because first of all, Ikim Miyuta. If you tell me Roiv, then true, then there's a meat, we'll soon see why, and therefore it's Chashinim. Ella, but a Yamrit Miyuta, if you can tell me there's only a meat of Agolim, then it's like this. First of all, he's telling me the majority of the Agolim are not Nishchat, the Shem of Avodah Zarah. Okay, there's only one Miyat. Secondly, V'ikonami Shar Behemoth. Like, who said the rennet now from this cheese came from an eagle, came from a calf, maybe came from other animals. And the other animals, T'yein Nishchat L'Avodah Zarah. They're not Nishchat, the Shem of Avodah Zarah. If so, it would only be a Miyat Agolim, then Hevelay Miyuta Demuta, the minority of a minority. Or Miyuta Demuta Lekash Rameya. For this Rameya is not afraid of. He's only afraid of one Miyut, but not two Miyutim. Therefore, you have to tell me that Rova Golim are Nishchat Hashem Avodah Zarah. Now it comes out it's only a Miyut for this one Miyut he's afraid of. Because there are still some Agolim not, and there are Rove other animals that are also not. So it comes out there's only one Miyut. For one meat he's afraid about. That's the reason why in this city, Unaiki, the cheese is also, because most of the calves are Nishka, the Shem of Avodah Zarah, so he has to be afraid the rennet there came from an animal of Avodah Zarah. Omalei Rav Shimon ben Alikim, Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Rav Shimon ben Alikim asked Rav Lakish, Ki Nishchotim Le'Avodah Zarah, even if they made the Shechito, the Shem of Avodah Zarah, my heavy, so what? First of the half meaning here was that they made the shchito the shem of avodah zarah, but only amanas to make the either aktori the tabernet for the avodah zarah, or else to make the zrikazam. But not that the half meaning was the shchit itself was not for the shem of avodah zarah. If the shah shchit they had in mind later to burn it the shem of avodah zarah. So yes, the so she nishchot even though the shchit now they thought about avodah zarah. My heavy, so what? Vaat who the shore you Resh Lakish, you hold it smutta. The Yitzhak learned like this. That by Kodshim Tak it's also the Yitzhak learned. Hashoich et es habehema. If a Kayin makes a shchit on a regular animal. Liz roig dom lavrat kovim olavdav kan anybody. Anybody shech makes a shchit on an animal. With his intentions are that the Zerika ladies will take the blood and sprinkle it for Avodah Zarah. Or else lahatir chel bol lavrat kovim. The Shah Shchita now, he just thinks, he has in mind to make the burning of the fat later for the Avodah Zarah. Because now the Shah Shchita is not thinking that the Shchita should be done the Shem Avodah Zarah. He's only thinking now that what I do later should be done for Avodah Zarah. That's a machlokes. Reb Yechon Nama Asura. Right now this animal becomes a Takrubas Avodah Zarah, and it's also Bano, even if you do not burn it later, the Shem Avodah Zarah. Kisava, Reb Yechon learns, Mechashred mi avoida li avoida. Your machshava that you're thinking right now, v'shash chita, you're doing one avoida. You're shechting the animal. That's an avoida. And you're thinking right now that you want to do a second avoida, l'shem avoida zara. So consider like it's being done right now. It's like you have a machshava for avodah zarah right now, and therefore the animal becomes also. Why? We learn out hilchos avodah zarah from hilchos kabbonis. Just like in pnim, in the base mitzvah itself, there is such a halacha like this. That's the halacha of pigul. Pigul means that the shash you make the shchita, the kohen has the wrong thought that later when I sprinkle the dam or when I burn the fat, I'm going to do it the wrong time or the wrong place, and there's an issur pigul. So you see, even though you're not doing it right now, you're machshava now for another avodah, helps as if you're machashav right now. So Yechon says, I learn out chutz from pnim. But roshim malakas shama no muteris. By chutz b'avodah zarah, we do not say mechashrin me'avodah le'avodah, and we do not learn out chutz from pnim. So why here are these calves also? Some lay said that question. Tarmincha shoscha, I'll answer you. Pashas yorim azlecha means your mazel should be lifted up. And the yorimah means it's like this. We're talking about here the gmaz vichu oivdah, that he has intentions right now b'shash shchita. Does not, he's thinking right now this shchita should be done l'shem avodah zarah. But she says, shechoshem ala shchita atzmo. He's thinking now, by these agolim, the shas they made the shchita itself should be done l'avodah zarah. The Yom HaBliv, it says in the thought, the zvicha zu oivdah, with this zvicha, with this shchita, I want to worship the avodah zarah. Over whole madin, to hear everybody hold this thought. Why? The zvicha have the avodah. Because a shchita, that is considered an avodah. You're worshipping, you're being makriv now for the avodah zarah chashuva kazrika. Shchita is like a zrika. Yeah. Right. That's the answer. So that's the reason why this cheese is also, because rove of the agolim in this place, when they made the shchita was done right now, the shchita was done the shem avodah zarah. That's why it's also. Om Rav Yehuda, Shor Rav Yishmael. Omer Rav Achtavo, Omer Rav, HaMekadesh Peperish Shor Nisko. Somebody wants to Mekadesh his wife, I don't know why she'll accept it, but it takes out the Peperish, takes out the junk from a Shor Nisko. He has a Shor Nisko, which is also the Hano, but she could use it. You can make candle here before, you can do things. You can make manure from it, yeah. Good. So he wanted to Mekadesh your wife with the manure from a Shor Nisko. The Lord with Mekadesh, yes, it's okay. It's okay, because it's not also the Hano, like we just said. Only the shore itself is also bano, not the parish, not the junk inside. But the parish egg of us chavim, you want to mekadesh your wife with the manure from an eagle which was shech the shem of a desara, then ain't no mekadeshes. Then it's also bano, the kedushin is not chav. Why, what's the difference? If you say mitzvah, if you say mekruah. If you say, if you want, I'll tell you a small reason. Gav the egg of us chavim, nichalei benefichah. When the guy makes the shchita, or whoever does it, the shchita, the shem of a desara, he wants to be over the avodah zarah with the whole animal, with the fat inside it. Because the fatter the animal is, the nicer it looks. Yeah. So he has intentions, every drop of juice of junk that's inside there, the manure inside there, also he wants to be over the avodah zarah. Mm-hmm. Therefore, even the perish, even the keva, the stomach, the juice inside the stomach, also becomes also banor. Avo gabi sharanisko, when the terrorist says the sharanisko surely killed somebody, has a stock din, it's also banor. Nobody cares about the junk, the fat inside it. Therefore, the Torah only put the Yisrael law upon the meat, what's usable. But the excrement there, that nobody cares about, the Yisrael law is not chow upon the neficha, upon the fat, the rennet. Therefore, the rennet of a sam keva from a nevela would also be mutter to use. He buys them, if you want to tell you, according to the pasuk says, if it says, hocho, lo yidbak v'yot chumuma, from avodah zarah, you can't take anything. Do not take moon anything. Much anything that comes from avodah zarah is also banor. But over here, k'siv hosom, soku yisoka hashor, ulo yoich les besaroi. Do not eat the meat. So besaroi also, only the meat is also. For pierce of the junk of the treatment, that's muteris. And number of rabbi is the back to have we learned to write to both of these statements you just said. It says now Mishnah, midkom alei mefneshe vemidem bekevas nevela. First, the Mishnah, we wanted in the more before we answered, the Mishnah says, he asked them, why is it she's also? He said, because you used the rennet from an avela. From a kahadla, and he said back to him, no, there's no ister using the rennet from an avela. But like cave of oila, even the cave of the stomach from a carbon oila, chamurim the cave of the avela, the bigger ister upon a carbon oila than a regular avela. An oila is also banor. Still, mechladi suri anor shari pishayu. Still the locker is the